Besachs Erwin per Gil Mishne Basin till per Gil Mishne Hey. The Mishnah has begun its discussion of a Eruvei Techumen, which is when one makes an Eruv in order to extend the distance which he can walk on Shabbos in any particular direction. And there are two ways to make the Eruv before Shabbos. One is to actually go there yourself to the place where you want the Eruv to be. And the other is to make sure that you can maybe send a messenger, or you can go and put food in the place where you want the Eruv to be. And the way it works is that the food defines where your Mokim HaShavisa is, where your living place for Shabbos is, and from that point you've got 2,000 amos in every direction. So if you put the Eruv, let's say, just under 2,000 amos away from the city, so you can go now 4,000 amos in that direction, but you would lose your distance on the other side of the city. Now if you make an Eruv with food, it has to be food which you can eat. We already saw that it has to be considered a meal. You can't just put water there or salt or little dishes like that. It's got to be a real meal, and as well as that, it's got to be something which is permitted to eat. So the Mishnah is going to list lots of things which are permitted and lots of things which are forbidden to eat, and whether they can be used for an Eruv or not. Ma'arvim b'demai. One can use demai for his Eruv. Demai refers to produce bought from an Am Ha'aretz, an ignorant person who isn't trusted with regards to tithing his produce. At least Mijabonon, he's not trusted. And so Mijabonon, he needs to separate tithes from that produce again. Now, since this is Mijabonon, they applied a few leniencies. For example, poor people do not have to separate tithes from demai. So even though most people are not allowed to eat demai, since it is permitted for certain people, you can make an Eruv using that food. And the truth is, over here, it's even more than that. Because even a wealthy person could technically make himself poor whenever he likes. He could declare all of his property ownerless, he'll be considered poor, and technically he'll be able to eat demai. So this is considered food that she could eat, and so he can use it to make his Eruv Tuchumin. Over my Sirishan Shlitl Trumasai, my Sirishan whose Trumas Maisa has been separated, my Sirishan is a tenth of one's produce which he gives to a Levi, and once the Levi receives that, he has to separate one tenth of that as Trumas Maisa and give it to a Kohen. So once he's done that, then the food becomes permitted to be eaten, so it can be used for an Eruv. Over my Sasheni Vehekdush, and my Sasheni and Beis Hamikdash property, my Sasheni is a tenth of one's produce which he needs to bring up and eat in Yerushalayim. And in this case, the Hekdash would be, let's say, if somebody designated some of his food to the Beis HaMikdash. If he doesn't want to, let's say, bring up all of the food physically to the Beis HaMikdash, he can redeem that onto money. So now the money has the my Sasheni status within it. And then spend the money in Yerushalayim on food, and that food would replace the original my Sasheni. So Shaniftu, once these have been redeemed onto money, so the original produce is no longer considered Maisa Sheni, and therefore it's permitted to be eaten anywhere, even outside of Yerushalayim, and so it can be used for an Eruv Tuchumin. Ba'akranim ba'chala over truma, and Kranim can use chala or truma. Chala is the gift of dough which is given to a Kohen, and truma is the gift of produce which is given to a Kohen. So since they're allowed to eat it, they can make an Eruv using this food. And in the previous mission, we saw an opinion that even a regular Jew can use truma for his Eruv, as long as it's permitted food for some people. So according to that, it could be that the missioner over here just mentions the regular case, because Kohanim are the people who generally would have truma and challah. On the other hand, of a tevel, one cannot use tevel for his Eruv Tchumen. That refers to produce from which the tithes have not yet been separated, so it's forbidden to eat it. One cannot use Maisarishan from which the Trumas Maisa has not been separated, so the Levi has not separated a tenth of what he received to give to a Kohen. Or with Maisasheni or Hekdash produce, Beis HaMikdash produce which has not yet been redeemed onto something else, so it is still considered to be Maisasheni or Hekdash. All these things cannot be used for Eruv, since it's not considered a meal or your living place, since you're not allowed to eat it. Now there's a big difference between how Eruv Chatzeros work and how Eruv Tuchumin work. When one makes Eruv Tuchumin, the thing which decides that this is considered as Mokam HaShavisa is not the fact that there is food there now. Rather, it's the fact that you put it there and you designate that place as your Mokam HaShavisa. Whereas when it comes to Eruv Chatzeros, it's the fact that you have food there and that shows joint ownership. It shows that all of the houses are combined. But it's not the act of putting food in a particular house. Rather, it's the situation of having food in the house. Now, this difference gives rise to the following law: Hashaleach Eruv Biad Chirishot V'Katan, one who sends his food for his Eruv in the hands of a deaf and dumb person, or a fool, or a child under Bar Bas Mitzvah, so these people are exempt from keeping mitzvahs, and they're all considered to be lacking significant intelligence and not reliable. So if you send your Eruv in their hands, so when it comes to Eruv Chatzeros, as long as you find out that at the end of the day your food reached the other house, so it will be valid. But when it comes to Eruv Techumen, The person placing the food there has to have intentions. He has to designate that as the Mokma Shavisa of the person who sent him. And for that, these people are not reliable to do that. So they would not be able to be messengers for Eirei Techumen. And as well as that, if you send a messenger, it'd be Admisha Inuid with Eirav. If you send the Eirav in the hands of somebody who doesn't agree with the concept of Eirav, this refers to people like the Kusim, which was a nation who didn't really accept the Midrabanan laws, such as Eirovin. So if you send an Eirav in his hands to put there, then even if you know that it got there in the end, nevertheless, Eina Eirav, it's not considered an Eirav, because you cannot rely on him that he had the correct intentions to designate that as his Mokma Shavisa. However, ends off the mission of Imam al-Akh al-Kabli Mimenu, if the person also told somebody else to get the Eirav from this Chiri Shrei Tevakotan, or the one who doesn't agree with Eirav, and we need to add that he saw the Chiri Shrei Tevakotan give it over to the other person, so then Harizah Eirav, it is considered an Eirav, even though a Chiri Shrei Tevakotan or somebody else did transport it to the other person, that's okay, because only the actual designating and placing the food down in the Mokma Shavisa, only that requires the correct intentions, and therefore needs to be done by a fully competent person.